Hello and welcome to Winning for Life Show, an incredible opportunity to enhance your quality of life. Every week, Wolfgang Sonnenberg and his guests present insights, inspiration, universal core principles, the know-how and do-how to live on a higher frequency, different timelines and more. We can all co-create an extraordinary future. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to another episode of Winning for Life. Be inspired and have all the success you really, really want in your life. But you know, most people don't have it. They don't have the money, the health, and the emotional freedom and happiness. But before I dive into it, I just want to make you aware of there are possibilities if you're interested in getting support. You can go to the presenter side of Wolfgang Sonnenberg and you find a free email course, 36 emails. It's about dreams and turn into goals and goals into reality. So it is a DGR super program. Just go there, it's for free, and it's a basic, maybe when you're the first time, especially today, we will talk about the laws, how it works, the basics you find there. This program is, we're using it for more than 20 years. Use it. And if you experienced, and know, it's a super reminder, we all need training. It's not just okay, I trained last year, I don't need training this year. No, it helps. And if you like it, you can share it with others. It's free, but it brings huge benefit. If you want individual support, just contact me and there is a possibility also to be coached by someone. And I'm not only coaching, even consulting, so if it's about business development, have a huge network around the globe. So I start also to build in here, not just for a lot of people, but theoretically, background, so also if you like, it's like in a fitness studio, you can do all yourself. You don't need even to go in the gym, you can work with your body weight at home and go to bed. If you have an experienced personal trainer, you're faster where you want to go. You have the right body positions, postures, not hurting yourself, avoiding mistakes. So it is the best to work with someone. I always have in different areas, consultants, coaches. Ronaldo has even for six areas different coaches. So pick one, and if it fits, maybe one day we work together. Just write me an email and then we check out if it would work. So today episode, and it's really about the deeper understanding why everything is possible, because in a universe with unlimited possibilities, everything is possible. So, what does that really mean? That means most of us, and I guess you too, know, yeah, we could do better. There is more potential where we've not lived yet. And so, why am I not going for it? What are we doing wrong? Yeah, simply you can say, well, maybe we didn't try, we didn't understand it. But the main thing is we are doing things wrong and not just simply the right stuff. In the last episode, when we talked about mindset, body said, cell said, and God said, I referred to the law of success as how Yogananda saw it. And this is just one very clear and brief explanation. But to give you also a different background about myself, when I was 15, I asked my aunt for a birthday present. Give me, please organize me a big book. I wanted to have something about psychology to understand more. Why have people a better life and some not? Because I felt in my childhood, oh, I'm born in a family, oh, just like in a lottery, I picked the wrong one. Why was my situation so bad and others had it better? So I tried to understand it. And now, with over 70, I can simply say that for 55 years, I'm studying what makes success, why are people happy, why some people seems to have it all, and yeah, is it possible that we all can have it? Yes. I wrote the book Millionaire Spirit. There was already about the money, but also you will find there some words from Yogi Bhajan, who was once head of Kundalini Yoga, and he went to America to bring Kundalini Yoga in the Western world. And he says, it's not the right, the question is, do I have a right to be rich? No, it's the opposite. You have not the right to be poor. Because if you play small, you're working against nature. This is, in the Christian way of saying, it's a sin to play small, because that's not what God wanted. And Yogananda, and I'm really here into those we call spiritual, highly spiritual, kind of religious, because God connected people, and they say it's your birthright to be happy and also in the material world successful. Have it all. But why don't people have it all? And if we go with Yogananda, it simply says, we are not connected with God. Not the God we have in the Catholic Church or whatever, not the guy with the white beard. No, God in a sense of all the universal laws and power. Are we really aligned with our true higher self? Are we just focusing on the outside? Like I say, when it says in the Bible, you're kicked out of the paradise, and now you need to work hard with sweat and tears, work and make your living. This is kicking out of the paradise, is being disconnected from the full power. Or you can simply say from the inner world. Because if you're always focusing on the outside, you're not really understanding what's in the inside. And it says simply, we know it, but it always, how do we translate it for our behavior and our thinking? We know from the light spectrum, we see a little bit. From sound frequencies, we hear only a little bit. But there's so much more what we're not really getting. And that's why if you only focus on the outside world, what you see, what other people think, it's an extreme limitation, and like some people say, okay, maybe that's 4% of the material stuff we can see. So then you're ignoring 96% of reality. And in 96% of reality is more power than just in the 4%. So it is really the understanding that there is really unlimited possibilities that you need for yourself if you want to really capitalize on what is there. Be really in not just a wishing mood, a demanding mood, that you live the and want the unlimited success. And this unlimited success is not a comparison on the outside world, the 3D world. It is about getting all the wisdom possible. Wealth, yes, and health, yes. But it comes out of the universe. And it needs to be in your highest interest. It sounds a little bit too spiritual for some people, but just if you go with the idea, and when I had a lot of material success, I fell in a depression. I was sitting in my penthouse in the marina, everything was fine, but I was depressed. Because I collected outside success and was not focusing really on my inner essence, on my purpose in life. And if you just get the idea, maybe there was a time where you were sitting on cloud 27 and then you decided, oh, maybe I incarnate, I go to planet Earth and I'm going there to experience this, to do this. So if there is a kind of intention of the soul, what you should do here on planet Earth, then the main thing is to do that, be aligned with that. And then you get everything what's important for this. That's why we call today, live your true purpose, your essence, find what is it really what fulfills you. Like the top five regrets of the dying in the end, I didn't live my true self. So the main goal is to live your true self. And that is not defined from the outside. It is defined maybe a long time ago on cloud 27, but you need to be aligned with your soul. And therefore, one of the easiest questions, what should I do? What should I have? Where should I live? Whatever it is. If you really in a good connection with your higher self, you always can ask, what is in my highest interest? And you will get all the answers. And if you connect it, then it's so easy, and that is so important, that you really have the power to decide fast. Decisiveness is key. And Sadhguru said, hesitation creates bad karma. Because always when you are hesitating, you somehow program yourself, I don't know, I'm not sure, you're dealing with risk, with emotions that are not really helpful for you. And it's difficult if you're not connected and you're just on the outside, then you have this or that, then you are living in this or that, should I do this or that? And that is difficult because you don't have the right criteria to decide. But if you connect it with your higher self, wow, then you know everything is. And so everything should come from the inner source because the outside, as mentioned already, is so limited. So what can we see? And Wolfgang said that very often, success is just a habit. So failure, whatever it means for you, but the failure in result, or you create results you don't want to have, or you have results you want to have, is based somehow on the same action. It's just about your habitual thinking, because you align your thinking, and I mean thinking, not just what happens in mind, it is what is a core belief, the core belief, and then you act like that. Or maybe explain it also different when you rest. And you know, there's a need for resting. You don't win the gold medal in the Olympic Games if you just, oh, I need to train 4 years and then I get the gold medal. And you train and train, train and don't allow you to rest. That will not work. The muscle needs to rest. There must be a kind of reflection. And then muscles need to grow and adjust. This is a kind of rest which is important, but this is a rest on the inside. Like if you train your muscle to the edge, like a HIIT training, wow, you force it, and then the system knows, oh gosh, it was really tough. We couldn't handle more. So if the situation comes again, we need to build muscles. And building the muscles and this reflection is an inner game. The inner system says, we need to build more muscles. The inner self, inner system, is building the muscles. If you rest, oh, I don't want to deal with that, I go on my sofa, the couch, and put the TV on, and looking again on the outside, what is on the screen, what other people are doing. Most people call this rest, but it's not rest, it's a kind of restlessness, because you're still on the outside. And not really allowing yourself to grow on the inside. So you should use the rest to allow your inner system to heal, but mainly also to dive deeper into yourself, to understand yourself, to connect with your higher self, your soul. And the more you do that, the easier it is to understand what is really your inner true voice, your intuition, when is your higher self talking to you, and what is the habitual talk from other people, the shoulds, the musts, and the affliction, what other people think about you. And the better you are with your intuition and understanding, this is my inner voice, it's so logic that you can make then faster decisions. Because it's your decision. And therefore, you need the willpower. Yeah, and go in action. So resting somehow is not existing. Because the universe is always expanding, is always on the move. What we call rest is maybe we sit still for a while and our focus goes inside. But this is a kind of work as well. And we are not on focusing on the inside, then we will move. We will be constant in action. Nature is always moving. There is no resting in this way. So willpower for winning for life means always bringing the best for yourself, but also for life itself in the world. And it's not a win-lose game. It's creation. Because we understand we don't need win-lose games like I see a lot of people doing day training or whatever currency. Well, it's just one part of speculation. Or even if you're better in this, you only win if someone else is losing. And that is not a good energy for life. Because if we understand that we have unlimited possibilities, then we become really the creative person, the creative mind who creates new possibilities. And if you look at history, what is all the progress? Well, someone decided, oh, can we fly? Wright brothers created the possibility for us that we can fly. And what else do we have today? What a development in industrial success, in information success, computing and everything, iPhones and what we have, the smartphones, everything. We are always creating something. And like my mentor Bob Proctor always said, the iPhone was there 2,000 years ago. It was a possibility. All what we needed for that was already on the planet. But we didn't have the awareness, the consciousness for it. So if we really understand, then we know we are limiting us because there is so much more possible, but we don't have just not yet the awareness or the consciousness for it. So there is no need for win-lose, and like we have said, the war stuff and sickness. And like I said, in the past, we were used to make our wealth on planet Earth, and still in the present, with war and sickness. But it's always limitation. It's always destroying. It is always win-lose. And even those who win are somehow for a while stuck in the battle, in the fighting, and not in the creation for the next wealth and happiness level. So if you look at from a little bit distance, how crazy they are. Nobody is really working on their happiness. Nobody is really there working on the true development of wisdom. Wow. How stupid is that? So we should trust our higher self, and we should, the core belief is, wow, we can create so much more wealth and health if we make our business system with peace and health. And let's go for more creation and be always connected with the higher self. Yeah, and it's so important to be totally convinced that this is possible. Because if you're not convinced that this is possible, you always will bring doubts in, and then you're in the this or that game again, and then you're struggling, you're hesitating, bops. No. If you understand the laws, and that's why Yogananda said you need to look out to find God, because then you're convinced that these laws are working and nothing else. So we need to be always connected with the higher self. It is like with the car, the GPS. You should be always connected, then you get the right guidance. If you're disconnected, yeah, then someone can't guide you. So, and then it's so easy if you have the right guide. The GPS says, no, 200 meters, turn left. Exactly. And if you have a longer distance and you have the GPS, and once they say, oh, second right, second left, or these, and the roundabout, take the third exit and everything, you don't need to think, you just follow it. And it's the fastest way to reach your destination. Do you get it? If you connect it to your higher self, call it the higher GPS for your life. If you just follow this voice, you can have everything, because you put in where you want to go. It's your decision, and there's a guidance. Just have a short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you really get this with the GPS, then you also can understand there is no really something like failure and you need to punish yourself. So if something happens and says, oh, now suddenly the GPS said go there and then now it's a dead-end street or there's construction and everything, this is not really a failure. It's just a moment where you realize this is not working and directly you can make a better choice. It's just a feedback system, like the famous quote from Edison, who tried to invent the light bulb. And some say he had thousands, some even 15,000 different tries to figure it out, attempts, and nothing was working. And someone asked him, how could you deal with so many failures? And he said, there was no failure. I just found out ways was not working. So I was closer to the right solution. So it's just a feedback system and you don't need to punish yourself. You don't feel bad because you're convinced that it will happen. So you always stay in the energy of the success. And if it's not working like you wished, it can help you to focus more on the real good. Okay, GPS isn't working. I really now want to go there. This is where I want to go. So it can strengthen you. And today we have a lot, Facebook, little reels, but Elon Musk, what he is doing with, especially with the rocket company, where he forces his engineers, the people, the workers, go to the edge. I want that you make failure. Because only if we learn what's not working, we know where the edge is. And only if we are at the edge, we have the best solution. So if we would avoid failure and not dare to test the edge and go over it, that we really can find the edge, then we are not good enough. So this failure is important for him to do the best. So it's just a feedback. No, this is a little bit too much. Here is the right edge. Here is the optimum. And that is what we need to test. So there is no failure, there's just a feedback mechanism. So this means also, if you not only Elon Musk, but everybody who is really successful deals with more difficulties than those, let's call it amateurs, who don't dare to really go to the edge. Amateurs, not just in the meaning of profession, amateurs in the meaning of living their life. Like we had already, it's window shopping. They're not really going for the best. And it's the same to understand, if you go in the gym, you're not getting stronger if you're avoiding weight. You need to put higher weights. So the strongest people deal with higher weights. If you want to be the cruise captain on a big cruise ship where the 5,000 people on board, you will never ever get the job. It says, I only go out when there's no wind, no waves. No. The best pilots, the best cruise captain, whatever it is, best sports people, they are trained that something can go wrong. They are trained to deal with difficulties, but they know, yes, it might be more challenges there, but we have unlimited possibilities to deal with. So we strengthen our muscles to deal with more success. Like I needed to strengthen my muscle. The more money I had and was in investments, I grew up with nearly no money. We were a poor family. And so I had an emotional rate. Can I overdraw my bank account? How much can I go on minus? So simply said, I adjusted my system that it's okay to be 1,000 in minus. And that's where I programmed myself. So one day, I have a million on bank account. I invested hundreds of thousands in an investment fund. And you know, if you look at the stock markets, it's always up and downs. And just simply say, it's totally normal that it goes up and down 10%. It's even more, but just imagine for the example. So I remember a moment I put in an investment fund 400,000, and then it was, yeah, going up and down. And just a few percentages down, let's say 5% down, was already 20,000 down. In the world of investing and understanding the game, it's nothing. It's just always shows what's just today. On the long run, you win anyway. But my emotional system said only 1,000. I can handle only 1,000. And because I couldn't handle more, my emotional system couldn't handle more, I was so afraid and sold everything. And I created the loss. Because that moment, I lost for sure the 20,000. Before, it was just on the paper. Yeah, because your loss is really only the loss if you sell the stocks or whatever thing. And if I look at that time, what was the DAX, the Dow Jones, or what was the value there, what is it today? I didn't lose just the 20,000. If I would have left it there, I would have gotten 2 million more. So because I had an emotional problem, I lost with this investment 2 million. And this is what we need to understand. And that's why I also in the last episode said, mindset is one thing, but the cell set, the emotional set is more determined what you do. It's more responsible what you can stand. And that is so important that we're going to. But if I, that was a time where I was disconnected, I was just focusing on the outside, my inner emotional system and the outside, and that didn't fit. So I tried the outside to adjust to my inner system. And I was not connected with my higher self, with my true voice, my intuition. And my intuition today says sometimes if a stock is down, 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 don't worry. This is good to buy more. That's what Warren Buffett says. I'm looking and I'm hoping that the stock go down and I can buy cheaper more. If you know the game, and that is not just the outside game, if you know the inner game, then that's. So never ask for an easy life with no problems. Ask for the capability to handle any problem which will come and right. And that means, again, know yourself from the inside, your intuition, and the connection to the conscious field. Like if you just go in the idea that there are parallel universes, there is no time, but there's a huge conscious field. So all the answers for all the possible questions are there. And if you really connect it to your higher self, to the conscious field, you can get all the answers you need to move successfully forward. And not really forward, is it better to say upwards? Because if you have these good habits, thinking only the good, the emotional trust to your higher self and understanding the higher voice, then it's an upward spiral. It goes spirals you up. And that's why some people have incredible success in a short while, because it's a huge compound interest what's working and bringing you upwards. The opposite is spiral downwards. Because the universe is always moving. It's just you can't stay on one level. It's not possible. Universe is always moving. I hope you never remain the same. It's the worst thing that someone happens and says it after 20 years meeting again. Oh, you didn't change. Oh, shit. What he has for an illusion. You understand if you lay in bed and not moving, and what will happen? You will lose muscles. And this is the same. If you're not constantly moving and not spiraling upwards, you will lose muscles. You will lose brain synapses. You will lose the connection to your higher self. It needs, in this way, positive thinking. Just positive focus. Focus on what you really want. It's not just the high to die, da 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 da. I'm thinking always positive. No, it is just the only thing what's allowed to be in your mind. I'm convinced. I use my willpower to really every second focus on what I really want. And therefore, you need the dynamic willpower. Therefore, you can't just sit still and hope something will happen on the outside. Someone is doing it for you. No, the personal trainer will not make you fit when he is training. It's up to you. So you always need to move in the direction you want. Be better. Be better every day. Don't compare yourself with others. Compare your tomorrow self with today's self. It needs simply what we call self-discipline. Discipline, like Bob Proctor said, is give yourself a command and follow. But follow 100% and give yourself the command. Be in the full power. And if you understand it right, you have unlimited possibilities. You have unlimited power. And if you see what people can do, look at Shaolin monks, the martial arts people. Now, at the Olympics, we had breakdance. Look how they can move with their body. You see how people work with intuition and make decisions. What we can invent, how we lived 100 years ago and how we live today, and now artificial intelligence, so-called intelligence, is coming and making our life easier. So all what can be done by machines shouldn't be done by humans. But what should be done by humans? What is it what you should do? And there is so much more for humanity, for humans to be, to do, and to have. So you're not allowed to limit yourself with thoughts. Can you really, 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 really focus on every moment in your life? I know there are endless possibilities. Don't limit yourself. But we make just a short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet, mix with water, and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I guess you heard it also, there was a time when people were running a mile and nobody could run faster under 4 minutes. And the moment the first one did it, a lot of people did it, because it was not in the mind before. And for your life, it's this, I don't care how other people run. Look at Elon Musk. He doesn't care that other people don't build rockets. He built it himself. And now he creates one which is landing again, coming back and more usable. So if we understand on the level of duality where a problem is the solution, just by law, on the level of duality, hot and cold comes together. Dark and light, everything comes. Problem, solution. It is there. And we need to have the 120% conviction that there is a solution for everything. And that the solution is already there, even if I don't see it, even if I don't know it yet, but it's in the conscious field. It is in the moment. So it's about me to connect with those things. So get really clear to understand the frequencies, where you get the information, understand who you truly are, and that you are not your ego, you're not your body. There's so much more. So learn to be focused on your creative power, be it. And that not just the material stuff is so important, even if you like a comfortable life. Like in my book, the better the whole world against me than my soul means better the whole material world against me, all the people, what they think and everything. I only want to be in agreement with my soul, which means, like Yogananda would say, be in alignment with God. And if all the people thinking wrong, I don't care. I care what is God, the truth, the real truth. And then you get the wisdom, and then you know happiness is key. And from there, aligned with God, you can create all the material stuff you want, but you're not depending on it. Like in my book, I said, you don't need anything. And if you don't need it anymore, if you're really aligned, then you can have it all. But you have it because it's your highest interest, and not that you want to be seen, that you want to get approvals and whatever. You have the possibility to do all yourself. But therefore, you need to once quiet, what they call meditation, and meditation is a lot of misunderstanding also. The main thing is connecting with your higher self. Be connected with your higher self to be clear what is my real inner voice, my intuition. And here we said we created seminars for, called it Wintuition, to really use it to win for life. And then the understanding, like we're not asking from the outside that something is happening. Like Bob also said, don't ask God to do something for you. What he only can do through you and with you. If you get that, you are godlike. You have all the power. But the energy, all this works through you. And if you align with your higher self and allow it to work through you, and you're not depending anymore on the outside, it works through you, you can accomplish everything what's in your highest interest. And you only want to materialize what is in your higher interest. And if this would be more normal for people, everybody would is, then we are all winning for life. So I hope you can really digest this, believe it, with no doubt that you have unlimited possibilities. Really, there's so much what you can achieve. And there's so much more and better for you already there existing. It's kind of just start downloading what is in your highest interest. And that's why we say, just be winspired.
You've just heard a glimpse of what Wolfgang Sonnenberg has to share. Dive deeper into his teachings by following this show, subscribing to his YouTube channel, or visiting wolfgangsonnenberg.com. Connect with us, tell us about your life goals, and start exploring how the universe is here to support you 100%. We can't wait to share more Winning for Life insights with you. Until then, stay connected, stay inspired.